you, Jesus. Thank you for your word today, Lord, that's anointed. Thank you for the word that you've given me to give to the people today, God. Thank you for anointing me to bring forth that word. And I praise you for it, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to, I'm not going to preach what I put in the handout. The Lord asked me to revisit the message on hope again today. So whoever this is for today, before you leave here, you're going to have hope again. Amen. Hope is going to be rekindled in you again. Amen. And so many people going through so many things, not just within our church, but everywhere you go, it seems someone is struggling with something. And we have to stay steadfast in our hope, unwavering in our hope, that he that promised is faithful. Amen. He that promised is faithful. Amen. 1 Corinthians 13:3 tells us, now abides faith, hope, and love. And of course, Hebrews 11:1, the very familiar passage of Scripture that says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we don't see. So let us look at that word hope. And as long as you have breath in your body, you have hope. Amen. You are here today. Reminds me that you have hope in whatever situation you may be facing today. You have hope. It's not over. Look at your neighbor and tell them it's not over. My God has not had the final say in the situation. Amen. So sometimes it's easy to lose hope in the middle of the struggle, in the middle of believing God for healing, in the middle of believing for that child to get off drugs and get delivered and stay off of them, in the middle of believing God for financial, in the middle of a financial crisis, in the middle of, and that's where some of us are maybe at today, in the middle of whatever you may be going through. And hope is what keeps faith aimed at what you are believing for. Because we all have that measure of faith that has been promised. Amen. You have faith. God has given you faith. And our faith increases and grows as we learn more in the Word of who we are and what we are in Christ. Amen. So hope is what keeps faith aimed at what you are believing for. So when we lose hope, faith loses its aim. Because we have nothing aimed at faith to believe what God has promised. Amen? So in the middle of is where we wonder if things will ever change. Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
You've gone through so much for so long, and it could be the same thing, or it could be just one thing after the other. And it's in the middle we wonder if things will ever change. It's in the middle is where we begin to wonder if things are ever going to get any better. At these times, our faith seems to be weak and seems to have failed us. But I have found out in my relationship with God that my faith don't fail me, but it's a breakdown of my hope because I quit seeing what God has promised. Amen. I have quit seeing and I quit believing what God has promised. So don't allow the enemy to tell you that you don't have faith. Or you've got to do something to get more faith, or that it's a breakdown of your faith is the reason you have not seen what God has promised to you to come to pass. You have quit hoping. You have quit expecting. So it's, at times it seems like this. It's not a failure of our faith, but a breakdown of our hope. Hope begins to break down when we begin to stop seeing in our heart. Because later on we're going to learn that that's where our imagination is. And imagination is something that's given to us of God. Because when we see word pictures. Our mind sees word pictures. And it's our choice where we allow our imagination to take us to. It can either be positive or it either can be negative. It's a choice that we make. So because of the struggle you're in, rekindle hope again. God wants to rekindle hope in you again today. Rekindle means to revive. It means to set fire. It means to keep burning, to start burning again. So when we're in the midst of that, our hope dwindles away. dwindles away. But once when someone stands and begins to preach the word and begins to say, hey, you can hope again. It's not nothing to do with your faith. Let's revisit what God says in his word. Let's revisit that prophetic word that God gave you. Let's revisit that time that God spoke to you through a billboard sign. Remember that? And then when you begin to do that, hope begins to get revived again because you begin to see things differently than what you have been seeing. Hope is not as the world sees hope, because the hope the world has is wishful thinking, based on nothing but wishful thinking that it might be or maybe it will be. But our hope as sons and daughters of God is based on our covenant relationship with Him that does have to do with our spiritual inheritance. Amen? That's part of our spiritual inheritance, that we have hope. So because the world's hope is based on wishful thinking, but that's not our hope as sons and daughters of God. It's based on our covenant relationship with Him. Ephesians 2:12 says, remember that at the time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. So begin to read that like this. What if we read the scripture, we put our name in that? Like, remember, Shirley, that at one time you were separate from Christ and a foreigner of the covenants. You didn't know nothing, anything about a relationship with Jesus. You didn't know anything that you could have hope, that life could be different. Remember that time? You were foreigner to those things and of the promises, without hope and without God. And what our covenant promises is. Amen. There was a time we had no hope. Now we have a hope because of who we belong to. Our hope is based in Jesus Christ, our relationship with Him, and what He has done. Hope, a supernatural expectancy that what God has promised will come to pass. We take of those promises and we keep them before us until we begin to see ourselves with it more than without it. You know, as I said before, you know, we as a church have been teaching about believing the promises of God. That's the truth of the word. Now we're beginning to preach and to teach, see yourself with the promises of God. Because we can say it, but if we don't really believe it and begin to see it happen, then our imagination is going to go south in our heart. So believing God in the hope of His promises, begin to see yourself more healed than you are sick. Begin to see yourself more prosperous than you are without. Begin to see yourself more than what you are at this moment. And so say, pray, Lord, change my vision that I may see myself more than what I am now. Because that's where we start. Remember, because we said our thoughts were word pictures. And if we see ourselves as second-class citizens of God, that's what we'll walk in. But I want to tell you, you're not a second-class citizen. You know, I read something on someone's Facebook post last night. It was so awesome. They said, what if you had a $100 bill and it was crumpled up and someone handed it to you? Would you say, I can't take this because it's crumpled up? Because that $100 bill was crumpled up, did not lose the value of that $100 bill. It was still a $100 bill. Some of you have lost so much hope that your life has got to the place where you have lost your value. You have lost yourself in the midst of living life. So therefore, you feel like that there is no hope for anything different. But just because life has crumpled you and made you wrinkled, amen, your value has not changed. You are still valuable in the sight of God, because it's not based on what you've been through. It's based on your covenant relationship with God of who He says you are. You are still valuable to God. No matter how many times you have fell down, because you never, ever fail, just keep getting back up. Amen. Just don't. You don't have to go to the end of the line of a race to finish the race. You know, if you fall down in a marathon, they don't put you at the end of the line and tell you start over. You know what happens? You get up
and you keep on going. Well, what if you fall down again? You get up and keep on going. Why? Because you have hope that soon, if you keep getting up, you're going to see the sign says the finish line. Glory to God. Some of you need to get a vision of the finish line. Because I just hear the Spirit saying right now, there are some things that are getting ready to be completed. There are some things that are getting ready to be completed. There are some things getting ready that you've been going through that's a mess that's getting ready to be completed. God says, I'm getting ready to put the stamp on it. Amen. I'm bringing healing into some areas that has long time needed healing. Because today, hope is going to be revived in you to believe again, and not just to believe, but to see yourself healed and whole, and not just physically. We've got a lot of people walk around the body of Christ that believes for physical healing, but there's a whole lot of emotionally wrecked people because life is real and hurt people, and people hurt people, even church people. Amen. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So our hope as sons and daughters of God is based on our covenant relationship with Him. And there's that relationship again. God spoke to us 3 or 4 times last Sunday about relationship with Him. That is what He is longing for. And when you have a relationship with God, you can have hope. You can have hope. So we take those promises and keep them before us until we begin to see ourselves more with them than more without them. More with them than more without them. Hope, divine expectancy. Romans 8, 24 and 25 says, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is not seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for? But if we hope for what we see not, then we do with patience wait for it. Hope is looking at something that is not seen. You know, when you look at something and you're hoping for it, you don't see it with these natural eyes. How do you see what you're hoping for? With your heart, which is imagination. With your heart. That's how you see those things. You see it with expectation with the heart. That is where your imagination is. And like I said before, your imagination was given to you of God. Use it for your advantage and for the devil's disadvantage. Amen? See it with expectation from the heart. So that is why as we as believers, hope for us is more than wishful imagination. Philippians 1 and 10 and 20 says, for I know that through your prayers and God's provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. I eagerly expect and hope that I will see in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now as always Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. I eagerly expect and hope. I eagerly expect and hope according to my earnest expectation. Paul uses these two words from the Greek, expectation and hope. Expectation, also meaning in the Greek, means hope. So he's using these two words to mean the same thing, hope. Hope is expectation of those things that have not become a reality yet. But you're beginning to not just believe, but you're beginning to see beyond what you believe. Because if you can't believe, you can't see. Because you've got to have something to believe in order to see. Amen? So Paul uses these two words interchangeably. So one of them means happy anticipation of good. And the other one could be defined as eager longing and straining. Hallelujah. To maintain hope is to never lose our expectation. Now, see, we had a great example of not wanting to see the finish line. First microphone went out, I could have said, let's just go home. The second went out, I could have said, let's just go home. But I sense there is a spirit of in here today that people are leaning into the word today. I sense a longing in people's hearts to say, I want to hear what the Spirit has to say today. I am ready for some things to change. because I no longer want to be the same. And when you get to that place, you have been set up for a miracle. Amen. You have been set up for a miracle when you get to that place. And that's what I sense today. There are some hungry people in here. And when you begin to get hungry for God, He will feed you. Amen. So there is a leaning in today as God leans into you. Glory to God. So we must never lose our expectation of better things, for the best is yet to come. Your life is not over, whether you're 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, or 90. If you're still here, it's proof that God's not finished with you yet. I refuse to allow the devil to take me out of here. God is not finished with you yet. There is still yet hope. Some people may look at you and say, there's still hope. There is still hope. Expectation, a confident belief, or strong hope that a particular event will happen. Jeremiah 29:11 says, very familiar passage of Scripture, God says to us, for I know the plans for you. I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you a what? A hope and a future. Another translation says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you what? An expected end. Expectation, hope, interchangeable words. Expected. Now this word expected means to, it means cord. It means attachment, to bind together. Expectation is the umbilical cord to the future. Expectation and hope is the umbilical cord. It is the life force to what, to your future. Do you understand what I'm saying in that? And when you lose hope, that umbilical cord is severed. So it's not like your lack of faith. It's that you've lost hope somewhere along the line. Maybe someone told you that it would never happen. Maybe someone told you that it could never happen to you. And it severed that hope because you begin to think, as a person thinketh in his heart so easy, you begin to think, well, maybe it won't. So your hope began to dwindle. Hope, the umbilical cord to your future. Expectation. Expectation to go together. Remember in Philippians we read, I eagerly expect and hope. So, you know, I don't know all that you're standing believing God for in this season, but take the word and let it stir up your imagination. Take the word of God and begin to say, oh my, that's talking about me. That's not talking about, you know, Paul wrote that, and he wrote that, but that he's talking to me. Amen. That word's talking to me. And begin to see yourself in the scripture of what the word is saying. Abraham didn't focus on his own impetus and say it's hopeless. The 100-year-old body can never father a child, nor did he survey Sarah's decades of infertility and give up. This is the Message Bible. He didn't tiptoe around God's promises, asking cautiously and skeptical questions. He plunged into the promises of God and came up strong, ready for God, sure that God would make good on what he had said. And that's what I'm sensing in the body this morning, church. There is a longing. There is a plunging in. There is like, it's just like a sponge this morning. There's just like there's some people that are so hungry that they're plunging into what God is saying in this season. And and you're saying, why not me and why not now? Hallelujah. So he came up ready for God, sure that God would make good on what he said. That's why he said Abraham was declared fit before God by trusting him to set him right. But it's not just Abraham. It's not just Abraham. It's also for us. Look at somebody and say, it's for me. Amen. It's for me. But it's not just Abraham. It's us also. The same thing that gets said about us when we embrace and believe the one who brought Jesus to life when conditions were equally hopeless. The sacrifice Jesus made us fit for God and set us right. Because of Jesus, you have been set right. And you have been made fit for the promises of God. Let your hope be rekindled today that says it's possible. that says it's possible. Abraham's faith was his strong confidence in the reliability of God's word and what God has promised. Stand on the truth of God, because that will undergird anything that you go through in life. We have an example right here today. Amen. It will undergird. Every pastor would not be here today if they had not had already had the word in them. Amen. You plant the seed of the word in the good times, and when the bad times come, you can go eat of the fruit of your labor. Amen. You know, I don't have to come to church. Everything's going good. I don't have to sow. Everything's going good. Those are the times you need to lean in. Those are the times you need to stay hungry, because a rainy day's coming. Amen. And that's when you can lean into that which you've sowed into your heart. Amen. In those times, Abraham's hope was his strong confidence in the fulfillment of what God said. And whenever hope rests on the word of God, it can be called faith. Faith and hope. Faith and hope. Then it talks about love. I didn't put this in my notes, but once you get to the place, I said it before, to really begin to get a rhema word of how much God loves you, it will change your total aspect of life. How you receive the word, how you walk in the word, how you treat yourself, and how you treat others. The love that Jesus has for you. Abraham believed God when everything else said it was impossible. Biblical hope looks away from what man says to what God says. Like I said a while ago, everybody around you may say, give up, quit believing for them. It's a hopeless situation. It's never, ever a hopeless situation. Never, ever, ever a hopeless situation. The Bible says in Psalms 13:12, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. Deferred means to postpone or to delay. If you have lost hope, I believe that God wants to rekindle that in you today. And the longer that you put off hope, the longer that you postpone hope, things won't get any better. And so if things are continually going the same way, then don't you think it's time to do something different? Just get up. Just get up and let hope be rekindled in you again. Amen. Stand to your feet. Yes. 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 Stand to your feet this morning. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word today, Lord. Thank you that hope has been rekindled in us today, God. That we have leaned into you and grasped hold of that word hope. Lord, we just imagine ourselves walking in the fullness of our spiritual inheritance with you. We thank you, God, that we don't have no lack, because you're the God of more than enough. And you've made all things possible. Those that believe. And we not only believe, but we see ourselves walking in our spiritual inheritance. And we are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, seated in heavenly places with Him, made more than conquerors, because you first loved us. And we're so thankful for that today. Hallelujah. If you need healing in your body today, I just declare God's healing over you. And I command your body to be healed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I speak to back pain, whatever's causing that back pain in your lower back. I command you to be strengthened. I command those bones to be strong. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every blood disorder, in Jesus' name, I speak healing to the blood flow in your body in the name of Jesus. That your blood circulates the way that it's supposed to. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you're healing eyes right now in Jesus' name. I just speak to glaucoma to be healed in the name of Jesus. Your eyes are strong. Your eyes are strong in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Father God, I just speak to feet problems in Jesus' name to be healed. That your feet are strong. The bones in your feet are strong. That your feet is healed from every deformity in Jesus' name. Sweet presence of God. Sweet, sweet presence of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just speak to hearing loss for whatever reason. Have a blessed week. I speak God's blessings over you. I speak that you're the head and not the tail. Everything that you touch this week has the favor of the Lord on it. Be blessed this week and be a blessing to somebody. Amen.